This is part 4 of a 5-part series. As you walk off the boardwalk and onto the dirt trail, you'll begin to notice all sorts of animals inhabiting in and around the water. Tree frogs are one of these species you may encounter. They belong to the scientific family of Hylidae and have enlarged, sticky toe pads. As their name suggests, they are excellent climbers. Natal is home to 3 native and 1 non-native species, which are described at the kiosk in front of you. As you continue to walk, you may catch one of Natal's many insect species. Of course, they may prove elusive. When the sun goes down is when many nocturnal insects emerge from their daytime retreats to go about their business. Crickets and katydids sing to attract mates. Moths fly flower to flower, drinking nectar and transferring pollen. Fireflies flash in the darkness, and many others use the cover of night to feed or to find the opposite sex. Many nocturnal insect species are seemingly attracted to lights at night. Entomologists who study nocturnal insects take advantage of this, using light traps to collect specimens. Stopping at the first kiosk around the bend, you can see examples of wading birds, such as white ibises, snow egrets, and little blue herons. These birds rely on wetland habitats for feeding and breeding. They are also important indicators for the health of the wetlands they inhabit. The wading birds of seep play significant roles in the environment. By consuming small fish, aquatic insects, and amphibians, they help regulate the food web. This prevents overpopulation of smaller wildlife and ensures a balanced ecosystem. In return, Natal provides these wading birds with a wetland foraging habitat, water, and shelter. When water levels are low in the late winter and early spring, fish, amphibians, and insects become concentrated in the shallow areas and are easy prey for these birds. Migrating songbirds also use a mix of shrubs and marsh for cover and foraging. Many species of reptiles and amphibians frequent the pond during different times of the year. The value of stormwater basins as wildlife habitat is another reason to ensure that the water entering them is of good quality. Please continue to part 5.